This film is totally wild, wacky, weird, and one more word that doesn't end with a W.
Awkward.
But if you like the first two Venom films, I can confidently say that you'll like this last installment as well. Beware, this video will completely spoil the movie. So if you don't like some loser on the internet spoiling major plot points for a movie before you've seen it, come back and watch this later. With all that out of the way, I guess there's nothing left to say, but...
we are Venom.
This is the best place to get your comic book movie fix. Comic Book Cinema. Introducing your host. He has the strength of Hawkeye, the charm of Ghost Rider, and the humble attitude of Bruce Wayne. Right after he buys your mom's house, Mr. Jonathan May.
I had multiple issues with this film. The lady playing the scientist who got struck by lightning might have turned in one of the worst performances I've seen in a while. I'm not sure if it gradually got better as the film progressed, or if my brain started to shrink like the Grinch's heart did in 1966. My biggest problem with this movie is 85% of the humor just fell flat on its face. The word that I used to describe it earlier was awkward, and it's very fitting. These Sony Venom films certainly have a unique vibe about them. For some people it works, but for me, mostly, it does not. It wasn't an all bad experience at the theater for me and the 13 other folks that were there. Or at least I think so. I can't read minds.
Get out of my head, Charles! Charles!
No,
Get out of my head, Charles!
That was weird. The special effects were admirable. The action sequences were mostly fun and entertaining. The conclusion was satisfying. In the previous two Sony-verse Venom films, any and all other symbiotes encountered were always hostile forces trying to kill Eddie and Venom. Now, all of a sudden, they're allies? At first, I thought the inclusion of the random family that picked up Eddie and brought him to Las Vegas was mildly annoying and mostly pointless. When they popped up again later in the film at Area 51, I was even more frustrated at their appearance. But that heartwarming moment that Eddie and the boy shared right before he saved their family really got me in the feels. Probably because I have two daughters of my own. I have to say that the post-credit scene from the ending of Venom Let There Be Carnage and the post-credit scene from Spider-Man No Way Home really feel like poor planning and last-minute audibles when you watch this movie. In the first 5 minutes of Venom 3, the film just conveniently makes both of them disappear from existence. It felt like a direct order from Disney and Kevin Feige to cease and desist any future plans of connecting their MCU to this garbage heap of a universe.
Trash.
With Secret Wars still on the horizon, I would say that there's still a pretty decent chance that we could see Tom Hardy's Venom pop up for a one-off in the MCU. But a Spider-Man versus Venom film, or any type of full crossover, is probably out of the question. But this is Sony, the same people that gave us Morbius and Madame Web. Never say never, I suppose. Venom is the only cash cow that they still have because of their current tag team deal with Disney for Spider-Man. I loved the way this film ended. It veered away from most of its other comic book movie peers and did something a little different by killing the Venom symbiote. Of course, the mid-credits scene teased that Noel was coming.
You will watch.
But in a Sony-verse mostly full of duds, who is there to help Eddie fight him? Bringing Venom back would only cheapen the ending of this film. But I guess that's what most superhero movies do. This film is easily better than Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, and maybe slightly better than the first Venom film. If I had to rate this on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being terrible, unwatchable, I never want to see it again, and 10 being perfect, it would fall somewhere around a 5. What did you guys think about the movie? Maybe you think that I'm completely off base about the Venom films and the Sonyverse. Maybe you agree with me. Let me know in the comments, or if you're listening to us on our podcast, whether that be on iTunes, Amazon Music, or Spotify, just give me an amen. Thank you so much for watching or listening, and until next time, have a good one.